This is Electric Sisterhood podcast episode number 66. The time traveling ninja has mommy problems. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic.
Welcome to another episode of our podcast.
Hi, welcome.
Bienvenue. Welcome. Come on in.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You gotta have a Blazing Saddles reference in it, just about everything that you do.
Yeah.
This is
It was Final on TV Cast. The other day.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to watch it on TV unless it's, like, pay cable, because Blazing Saddles on TNT is not really Blazing Saddle. It's more like Warmish Saddle. It's not blazing. It's not on fire.
They edit it?
Yeah, they edit a lot of stuff out.
I own it, so I didn't actually stop when I was flipping through the channels, so...
Yeah. No, they edit, like... a lot. Like, think about most of the running gags that are in Blazing Saddles.
I don't remember anything from Blazing Saddles, except...
Okay, including the sheriff and the situation surrounding the new sheriff that was put into the town. And how the townspeople addressed the sheriff.
Nope.
There is a word used often.
I remember Mongo.
Yeah. So you don't
and
remember
the
black sheriff.
Thing. No, I remember that.
Okay.
And I just remember I remember they didn't like him.
Right. And so how did they greet the sheriff?
Probably racistly.
Exactly. Guess what gets cut out of TNT's version?
Racist things.
That's right.
Lame.
Yeah. It's not as fun. Although, the last year that they ran it, meaning last year, they did actually put the fart scene back in, which they took it out, which made it, well, why do you call it Blazing Saddles? Don't get it. Totally took the fart scene out, the whole thing. But last year they played it and they put it back in. They don't actually say Lily von Stupp, so you never see the sign that says her name. Which I'm like, okay, unless, you know, you speak to literature, you know what shtup means. I mean, it doesn't... I don't think that's a bad joke, but yeah, that got ripped out. It's not as fun. Buy it on the DVD. Watch that. That's the only way to see Blazing Saddles. So, moving on. We do not have a candy bitch this week. And the reason why we don't have a candy bitch is because you people aren't visiting www.electricsishood.com or using our short address, esh.mobi, that's esh.mobi, to actually read the things that we put up on the website and comment on them. Because that's where we pick our candy bitch from, is from the post commenters who leave their name and email address. And you're not doing that, so...
Shame on you. There are starving children in Africa who would love to be our candy bitches.
Yeah, they would. If only they had the internet.
You're making the starving children cry.
Making baby
children
cry.
They were already crying.
Yeah. Haven't you seen the commercials?
They're crying harder now.
They cry flies, evidently. Because they have no tears,
oh, God.
But they just have
ew.
Flies. I hate that commercial. I flip over it, and then I feel bad for flipping over it. But I can't make myself go back and look at that.
Yeah, flipping over it makes me feel like I'm such like a high middle class white asshole.
Because you are, but moving
on. And it's like, well, I am, so yeah. I'm not going to feel guilty about it.
Yeah, see, no, I feel guilty because I'm like, I should at least make myself watch that. Not only am I black, but I'm Catholic. I really am supposed to. I should get my checkbook out, and yet I'm not going to.
And yet I don't.
I'm an awful human being.
Yes,
I should play some video
human
games.
Beings.
But visit us on the website.
About.
Sort of.
Sort of.
Sort of.
Are there other things that being human is about?
Yeah. Yeah. It's about interaction, like going to the website and commenting and being part of...
Nice segue!
See, huh? You like that? Ah, gold star for the ninja! But please do, because we really like interacting with you guys and hearing what you have to offer, especially when we don't agree, because that's how you have the best conversations. If everybody comes in and is like, yeah, I like the Kool-Aid, red Kool-Aid is the best flavor. And I go, yeah, it is. There's no more conversation. I need someone to come and be like, purple source wax, motherfucker! And then I can be like, why?
No.
Red. And here's what. Point A. It's red. Duh! Right.
Red is my favorite color.
Red is my favorite flavor of Kool-Aid. And I don't care what you say, red is a flavor.
I'm not a fan of Kool-Aid.
You're not supposed to be.
You're supposed to like Crystal Light.
I don't really like Crystal Light either.
Oh, see?
Except I like Tang.
I'm not saying anything to that. Nope. La 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 la, gonna be a good girl. La 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 la, not gonna make the pussy joke. Alright, so. Well, I'm not. Or am I? That being said, I really don't have any other business except to let you guys know that you should check out our sponsors, Velocity Micro, at velocitymicro.com, because they make bomb-ass PCs for gaming, for use in your home office, and mobile machines. So if you need a laptop that can run Vista Ultimate without all the extra bullshit that, you know, other companies like to put on, go to Velocity Micro. Tell them the chicks from Electric Sisterhood sent you. And if you'd like to see one in action, you can actually head to a Circuit City and actually see some Velocity Micro machines now out on the floor, because Velocity Micro is available through Circuit City as a great retailer. Cha-ching! Go Velocity Micro.
Yay, go fight win.
Rah, 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 rah.
Yes, yes, I wave my virtual pom-poms in your general direction. And with that, I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 Truths, which right now looks like a little...
Bomb.
Yeah, why not? But it has to
what
be...
What are our colors? What are our... Oh, well, of course. Well, they're bright green and blue and black.
Black. You got it. And I'm going to take that pom-pom. Yay! I wave it. Woo!
Give me an E!
E!
Give me an S!
S!
Give me an H!
H!
What does that spell?
Ash.
Yay! Ursha. I'm worst cheerleader ever.
See, if I would have
done it. I hated those people in high school, though.
See, what you have to do is give me an E. You got your E. Give me an S.
S.
You got your S. Now, hush. You don't want none of us. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, I went there. Because a hush had the H. Yeah, I went there.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 Truths, and I'm just going to kind of throw the pom-pom up in the air, and I think it's going to land right when I do my split, and it's going to point at Pandalicious.
It's not going to point. I'm going to grab it.
Aww.
You're just going to grab it in midair, and then she's going to flip, and she's going to stand on your shoulders.
Yeah.
Ow, no heels.
All right, I'm getting off. Okay.
Thank you.
So... I finally got back on the anime tip. I've strayed away from American comic books. Not that I don't love them, because I do.
Mm-hmm.
Something's been hitting the back of my head, and I finally said, okay, I'll give you a checkout.
Was it the long swinging schlong of anime?
No.
Okay.
It was a DVD.
Oh, okay.
A DVD called different. School Rumble. And I actually had a lot of high hopes for this anime. I don't think I'm very impressed.
Wait. How on earth did you have high hopes for an anime called School Rumble? Have you not seen Cromartie School?
I liked Cromartie School High
Tengo
School.
Tengo Tenge or Battle Vixens or, you know,
I liked Cromartie.
And How did you like Cromartie?
Oh, it made me laugh so hard. So I was expecting that kind of humor in School Rumble, because with all the commercials, I mean, they really do make it look funny, because it has nothing to do with anything that rumbles. So you're like, why do they call it Rumble? I couldn't tell you.
A rumble is a fight, sweetheart.
Yes, but no one fights.
Oh.
In this anime.
Either.
Or the fight is actually, it's not a physical fight. Or at least, it might be it's a love triangle, because it's a shonen. And I was like, all right, so this should be aimed towards boys, but it's actually of a romantic comedy genre. And some things are overly exaggerated. Like, from what you see from the preview, you know, the commercial, you know, one girl likes one guy, but he doesn't know. And then another guy likes the chick, but she doesn't like him. And hilarity ensues. So I'm like, all right, this is going to be funny. I'm going to like this. And believe it or not,
it's not going to suck. Believe it.
But, you know, I mean, I've seen the first 5 episodes, and I wasn't laughing as hard as I was with Carmarty or with any of the other comedies that I have selected. I was so disappointed, in a sense. Because, you know, when it's slapstick humor, it's usually constantly in your face, so random that you can't help but laugh. But I think they were trying too hard with the plot on this one, and the plot got in the way of the humor.
Oh my god,
your plots get in the way of me laughing.
Yeah, and I was looking for something to laugh at, and half the time I was like, wait, was that the joke? Where's the punchline? Like, hello? But anyway.
Is this thing on?
So here's, and I've only had the first DVD. I mean, I am planning to collect the whole thing, because maybe it's the first, first DVD jitters, you know, and it was a little nervous, and it's going to come around, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
But anyway.
How many episodes is it total?
There's 26 total.
Okay.
So 13 in the first season, and then 13 in the second.
So it's got 2 whole arcs.
I try and watch the first 5, and then if it hasn't improved by then,
So I'm going to give it a little bit more time, but I wasn't impressed with my first, perception of it. But the main character, her name is Tenma, and she's a sophomore at high school. And she's got this big crush on this boy named OGM Kasuma. And he's got, like, the, fishbowl haircut, like the mushroom haircut, with a blank, he's got a blank, stone-faced, appearance. He talks very soft, he's very polite, but he's clueless. He is dense as a brick. And when I mean dense, I mean dense.
He's a black hole.
And Tenma is just like, oh my god, Oji, I've loved him since, middle school. And now he's going to, I'm going to tell him how I feel. And she's like, I'm going to tell him today. And now she's about to, walk up to him. She hears somebody else say, man, it's too bad Oji's going to transfer out of school tomorrow. So she's all like, what? No! And she falls in this black vortex and she gets really depressed really fast. She's like, well, now what do I do? And she's like, I'll write him a letter. So, she's sitting, so she's back at home at her desk, and she's like, all right. So she's like, OG, I love yogurt? No, that's not right. No, I love yoga? And she's like, I can't even write it. How am I supposed to say it? And you see her scribble, and then by the end of it, she manages to produce this giant scroll that's her love letter. So she puts it in his shoe, box for his shoes, because you don't wear your actual walking shoes in your they put on wabakis, which are like house shoes, shoes, and so she puts it in his shoe box, and then the next day she's like, well, I hope he gets it, and it's early in the morning and everyone's grabbing their shoes, and he takes out the scroll and he's like, so he opens it and he begins to read, and she's watching from the corner. And she's like, he gets halfway through and he has to rewind it and start all over because he lost his train of thought. and he rereads it, maybe 10 times. And by the time he finally reads it, it's, dark, and he has to have a flashlight, and it's, nighttime. And, and she's all like, oh, he finally has a reaction to it. And he's all like, no name, la 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 la. And walks off, and she's all like, what? I didn't put my name on it. No. And
oh, my God.
So, So then, you know, she's all sad, and then all of a sudden it changes perspective, because there's also a guy, another guy involved. And his name is Ken Harima, or Harima, and he is like the badass. Like, he rides a motorcycle, he's got, you know, a mustache and a goatee, and he's like, I'm the biggest badass at Yagami High School. No one messes with me. And I thought I was going to be the baddest person ever until I met her.
Okay, here's a question for you. Do you ever remember meeting any bully in high school that was any sort of badass?
That's the funny thing. No.
No. No, sure. Like, the only badass I ever knew wasn't in school. And that's why they were a badass.
Yeah, it's like they wouldn't show up if they were that badass.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he only goes to school to see Tenma, because he's in love with Tenma.
Okay, a bully in love is just the saddest thing ever.
I know. But he's all like, I love her, and I want to make her mine. She's just so cute, and she's so nice to everyone. But how do I get her attention? I know. I'll write her a love letter. So then he tries to write her a love letter.
Oh, no. Badasses do not write love letters.
Uh-uh. Yes.
No.
That's right.
They kidnap you and hold you until Stockholm
and rape
kicks
you.
In.
But that's right, guys.
And
he
then they
write
rape
her a
you
letter
until
all.
You love them.
He writes her a love poem.
Oh, my God.
Okay, right there negates the badass.
And in the letter it said, oh, meet me behind the gym after school. So, you know, he puts it in her shoebox locker and, like, walks to his. And all of a sudden, there's, like, a letter in his. And he's like, what? Damn it. Someone's challenged me to a fight at the exact same time I'm supposed to meet Tenma. What the hell am I going to do? So he's like, he doesn't even really read it. He's like, whatever. I'm going to, you know, see Tenma and get, you know, and figure out, you know, if she likes me or not. So he goes. It's the end of the day. You know, OG doesn't transfer, mind you. Because after he read that giant letter, I guess the way they make it sound is that he told his father he didn't want to transfer, so his parents left, but he didn't. And,
okay.
So,
I often leave my children behind.
Yeah, I know. So Kenji shows up at the end of the day to go behind the gym, and there he sees Tenma, and he's like, oh, she came! And then all of a sudden, right next to Tenma is this really fat guy. And he's like, damn it! I forgot about that battle today, and damn, it goes for the exact same place I need to meet Tenma. I can't show my face now. I can't let her, like, watch me beat the crap out of somebody. You know, and at the same time, I can't stand her up. So he's, like, in the corner, like, debating what the fuck he's going to do. So the guy who's waiting for the fight, who they don't give him a name, he sees Tenma, and he's just like, excuse me, what exactly are you here for? And she's like, oh, someone sent me this love poem and asked me to meet them here. You know, and, like, the guy's like, let me see. So, like, starts reading the poem, and Kenji's all like, oh, you're so fucking dead. Don't read my work, you. Like, he's, like, watching him read it. And the other bully guy's laughing. He's like, this poem sucks. You know, and Kenji's all like, oh, you're so dead. Making fun of my artistic expression of my love for Tenma. You know, and she's like, Mr. Bad Person, she's like, I think it was a very honest and heartfelt poem. It takes a lot to put your feelings on paper, you know, and he's all like, you know, Kenji, he's all, oh, that's why I love you, Tenma. And then the bully's like, I wrote it.
Oh my God.
So now this bully is trying to take Kenji's credit, and he's like, how dare you try to take, you know, and he's all mad, and, you know, Tenma's like, well, I'm sorry that you have these feelings, but I'm in love with somebody else. La, 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 and leaves. So, you know, now Kenji's sad because, in a sense, he got rejected, and now the bully who was pretending that was his work is crying. Now he feels like his heart is broken. So Kenji shows up beside him, and he's all like, she rejected me, man. And he's all like, there. It's okay. You'll get through it. And then, like, he, you know, sniffles, and the other guy hugs him, and then he beats the crap out of him. He's like, how dare you criticize my work like that, and beats the crap out of him. So that sounds funny. Oh, see, that part was funny. But, like, the other things just didn't hit my funny bone the way I would expected. Like, pretty much the things that, you know, Tenma's doing to get Oji's attention are the exact same things that Kenji's trying to do to get Tenma's. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, there's no, you know, like, if you look at Excel Saga, like, there was so much random stuff going on. So everything was funny generally. I don't like repeated concepts over and over.
Right.
You know, like, I get, if he was doing different things to get her attention, then okay. But the fact that he starts off trying to do, you know, a love letter, you know, and she does a love letter, and then she figures, well, you know, OG rides his bike to school every day, so I'll ride my bike to school every day. We'll spark up conversations, and he'll fall in love with me. Well, she gets a bike, and at the same time, Kenji's like, girls ride bikes to school. I'll get a bike that's not my motorcycle, and I'll strike up conversation with Tenma, and then she'll fall in love with me.
The only way I can see that going is that people start thinking that the bully's got a crush on the guy. You know, like, skip the girl in the middle step and just think that he's
going to... You would totally think, but, you know, and everyone else in this anime seems to be slightly aloof. Like, Tenma has, you know, two friends and her sister, and her sister's very quiet, and actually, I think they say that the sister's actually younger than her, but she looks older, and she actually, like, does all the housework and the cleaning, because you don't see any parents in this mix. There are, like, nults in this mix at all. You know, and she's like, oh, my little sister knows nothing about love, but when she has it, I'll have to school her. And everyone's like, Tenma, you're so stupid. No one's going to come to you for love advice. You know, and then they have the foreigner with blonde hair and green eyes who's like a mega slut.
And then mega her... slut. Sorry.
Well, I only say that because, you know, this girl, like, she comes from some money and she's always dropping, like, you know, names, like designer names and everything. And when she finds out that, you know, Tenma has a, you know, a crush on OG, they're on a field trip, and, like, Tenma is sitting, like, three chairs behind OG, and she's like, you know, I'm going to sit next to OG on the way home, and I'm going to talk to him, and we're going to fall in love. And she's, like, psyching herself out, and this girl, the blonde girl, whose name I can't remember right now, is like, oh, I see what this is all about. So she gets up, and she sits next to OG.
Uh-oh.
You know, she's all like, hi, OG, you know, and then Tenma's like, you bitch, how dare you, how dare you get next to my OG, and she's like, you know what I'm gonna do, and she gets up and she sits behind the girl, like the next seat behind her, and slowly begins to rock the back of her chair, and this goes on for maybe 2 minutes on the screen with no words, no conversation, no dialogue.
Ugh.
And then all of a sudden, the blonde girl's like, oh my god, I don't feel so good. You know, sensei, can I sit in the front of the bus? I don't feel good. So she gets up. So Tenma's like, yes, victory! Now I can sit next to OG. And then she's like, but now I feel very good. And then she has to sit in the front of the bus because she doesn't feel good from all the rocking. And like, so some things are funny, but like, coherent, you know, jointly, I didn't feel the giant funny vibe from this.
So you know, it's like kind of intermittent funny and not enough of it to make it worthwhile, is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, right now, this is only the first DVD. I mean, I'll probably give it till like the third DVD to give my final ruling, but so far, I'm not too impressed, really, with this work. Granted, you know, I haven't seen much interaction with, you know, OG, like with his own train of thought. So from the music, you know, the opening, it looks like he's madly in love with curry, as in the food. Yeah, but I mean, there's actually a really cute love story going on here because, believe it or not, you know, I don't know why Tenma is in love with OG, but Kenji fell in love with Tenma because Tenma was in middle school, and one day she was walking home from middle school, and this guy tried to mug her, and Kenji was riding on his motorcycle without the facial hair, still kind of looking kind of like an angry, Clamp character.
Okay.
That's what I give his look. And he stops the mugger from mugging her. And she's like, oh, thank you, mister. But she was so scared that she faints. And he doesn't know what to do with her, so he takes her back to his apartment. Doesn't do anything to her, just lays her on a pond, you know, and makes some food and just kind of watches her.
Right.
And he's just like, she's so cute and so innocent. Why would some guy want to mug her like that? You know, and he's, like, looking at her, like, closer, and he starts blushing, and then he's all like, now I know this looks really bad, Kenji, you know better, you're not gonna do anything, you're just looking at her, but she's really cute. And he starts inching closer and closer to her, and all of a sudden her eyes start to open, you know, and did the whole really cute moe eye thing. So he's like, oh my God, she's so gorgeous. You know, and he, and she blinks and she comes to, and he's like over her, and he's like, okay, I know this looks really, really bad, but I didn't do anything. I swear. You know, and she starts freaking out, and she, like, kicks his butt, you know, and, like, beats him to, like, a bloody pulp, and she gets up, and she's all like, thank you for saving me from that mugger guy, mister. Or rather, thanks a lot, because then you raped me, you jackass, you know, and, like, leaves. And he's like, I didn't do anything. I swear to God, I didn't do anything. And that's why he grew the mustache and the goatee, because he didn't want her to recognize him without it. So, so I mean, he has a series. He's got a story behind why he's, you know, he's got a crush on her. But I don't know what Tenma's connection to Oji is. Like, I doubt he saved her from anything. I think she's just like, God, he's like so cool. You know, and there's a one episode, and then, you know, I'll give you guys my rundown. For some strange reason, the physicals, like, they make an episode about physical day at school.
Uh-huh.
Because the guys want, like, all the guys want to know the girls' measurements. You know, like, all the guys are like, I want to know what, you know, bust sizes the girls are and the weight and all that stuff. And, you know, all the girls are like, oh, what? Boys are all squirming. And Ten was like, man, I wonder what kind of physique OG has. You know, mind you, he's like a stick figure. So, like, it's not like he's even drawn to have any, you know, look to him at all. And she's like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to pretend that I'm a nurse so I can get all of his measurements so I can put it into my shrine of OG in my closet.
The shrine of OG in her closet.
Yeah. So
that's creepy.
So she gets a nurse outfit, and it's the really, you know, short, hot pink nurse outfit with the white, you know, little thing on her head thing. So, you know, she looks like, you know, a hentai nurse, to be honest with you. And all of her friends are like, wow, that's, like, so stupid. There's no way that they're not going to, people aren't going to catch on to that, Tenma. But she's all like, no, they totally won't get it because I'm incognito. You know, and she rushes all the way to the nurse's office, and she's all like, hello, doctor, I'm the new fill-in nurse. The other nurse is sick. So then the doctor's like, yes, I'm not the usual doctor. He's like, the real doctor, you know, had to go somewhere else, and it was Kenji. So Kenji was trying to be a doctor to get Tenma's, you know, stats, and Tenma was trying to be, you know, a nurse to get OG's. You know, and they end up canceling the physicals for the day, and that's how the episode ends. So, like, there's never a true finality to any of the episodes. They really kind of stop right at the end of a joke. Whereas, you know, usually there's some type of punchline that drags on a little bit longer, which is what I'm used to. So, I mean, I don't hate it. I really do like the opening song because it's really peppy. So, I mean, I guess I'll have to...
But there's not a lot of there yet.
Not yet. You know, like, this is the first date, and the first date didn't blow. But it wasn't like, oh my God, I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait the 3-day span to call them and see what's up.
Right.
It's like that. Okay. So I'm going to give it, you know, I'm going to give it 3 out of 5.
Wow.
Waiting to see if it will expand anywhere further.
Okay.
So now, with the magical, mystical pom-pom of truth.
Yeah.
I'm going to mount a giant human pyramid, do a somersault off of it, and, you know, during that somersault, toss the pom-pom to Magic Mystic.
Don't drop it. Don't drop
the
spam stick.
Right, got it. Right. I got it. Okay. They've got those big plastic handle things on them, and it's fine.
All
right. As long as you don't get one of those in the face, because that hurts.
Yeah, those hurt bad. Oh, my God. Especially if it smacks you in the nose, and you're like, ah, my nose!
Oh, I've been hit by worse. You know, railroad spikes? Those big, huge fucking nails that they use to
yes.
For railroads? Yes. I got
Have
one
you been
of those
impaled by one?
At my face. No, I got one of those chucked at my face.
Whoa. Who the fuck do you hang out with?
My younger brother.
Oh, well, that explains it.
Oh, family connection.
Yay for family. Nobody will put crap on you quite like your family.
Yep, nobody will put a cat in the microwave like somebody in the family.
You know what?
I didn't press start.
Yes,
going to live that down.
You killed my fucking cat.
No, I didn't.
That thing that grew on her stomach, I firmly believe that came from the
no, it
of
didn't.
Chemo that you gave her. But anyway. Anyway.
All right. So with the pom-pom of a thousand truths, I'm going to talk about Flame of Recca. Because I remember Panda saying that she was really interested in some of the things about, you know, the ninjas and all that that went into Naruto, but she was overall disappointed with it. So I decided to go with Flame of Recca, which has a lot of similarities.
Okay.
Ooh.
But I think is a little bit better than Naruto. I like it. I like it better.
Okay. Is Flame of Recca an anime or a manga?
It's both.
Okay.
I've never seen the anime.
Okay.
So, it's complete at 33 volumes and 329 chapters. They finished it back in 2002.
Okay.
So, it's quite a long series. I've only read the first, I want to say, 17 volumes, or maybe 18. I could be lying to you. So, I don't know about half of it. But yeah, I'm working on that one. Because it's really good. I like it. So, the similarities with Naruto. Well, I'll just give you the rundown of what it's about, first of all. It's about this teenage boy named Recca, you know, wow, surprise. And he is, it takes place in modern times, not in some hidden village somewhere. Mm-hmm. He is, like, a weirdo and claims to be, like, a modern-day ninja.
Okay.
Yeah. His dad
I'm a ninja.
Actually... his
no,
dad actually,
you're a panda. I'm a ninja.
Who? I'm a ninja. What? I'm a ninja. Where?
I'm a ninja.
Okay, so his dad runs. His dad is a chemist or whatever, and makes fireworks. So he really does have like smoke bombs and things.
Right. Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's fun. So he gets into fights all the time at school because he's made it publicly known that the person who managed to defeat him will become his master. But then he falls in love with this girl, Yanagi, and pledges his loyalty to her.
Ninjas should never fall in love.
No.
It'll end badly.
Yeah, so he falls in love with her. And then there's a bunch of other characters. Fuko is really upset that he's fallen in love.
Sorry. I couldn't help myself.
Well, she's kind of in love with Recca. And she gets all pissed that Yanagi's kind of taken over his heart and stuff because she's been trying to defeat him forever so that he'd be her ninja. She can control the wind and stuff.
Okay.
And then there's Domon, who's in love with Fuko, who's also trying to beat up Recca.
So everyone loves Fuko?
What?
So everyone loves
Fuko? I like
Fuko
in the
No, everyone loves Yanagi.
Oh, everyone loves Yanagi.
But she's a really weakling little girl, and all she can do is heal. She's got, like, healing powers. Omen's basically a big idiot, and he has nothing but his muscles.
So when he gets hurt, she heals?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, healing is important, people.
Right. Yes, it is. Don't disrespect the heal class, because when you're fighting, we're healing, bitch.
Yeah, I hate big healer,
there we
though.
Go. There it is. We got how far into the podcast before the World of Warcraft reference?
An hour.
Yeah, we done pretty good.
Yeah, this one's pretty good. But it still happened. Please continue.
And then there's some other characters. There's Tokia and Kaoru and blah, blah, blah. But basically...
Blah, blah, blah. I want to be blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. There's blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's 33 freaking volumes. Don't expect me to list everybody. So
no,
basically
don't.
The first... I don't know, 4 or 5 volumes are these people fighting and, you know, I hate you because you love her and I hate you because she loves you and blah, blah, blah. And then...
poor blah, blah, blah.
Anyone say I hate me for loving me?
I hate me for loving me. No, pretty sure nobody does that one.
No.
Man, that would be original.
You
so eventually they all get over their differences and...
Become friends.
Enemies become friends. The biggest, oldest...
Yay.
Pattern in anime and manga.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah, except my enemy is my friend is kind of what happened.
It's like
beaten me. I now respect you.
Wherever you go, I'm going.
Well,
my enemy.
I kind of like the way that goes because I'd hate for it to be like, Man, you beat me up. Now I'm going to fucking haunt you until I can beat the shit out of you.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so that's kind of like the underlying theme of Ushio and Tora, which I started watching.
So Rekka finds out that he has been lost in time and that he really was a ninja from this clan called the Hokage.
Wait.
That existed 400 years ago.
He's a time-traveling ninja.
Kind of.
Okay. Okay.
Basically, the Hokage were being destroyed by Oda Nobunaga.
All right.
And his mother cast a spell that would curse her forever to send him somewhere in time. She didn't really know where he would be safe. So she kind of teleports him into the future. But in the process, she becomes immortal.
Oh, oops.
Whoops. Yeah, so she shows up, and he doesn't know who she is, because he's never met her. So what unites all of these former enemies is her, because she's acting the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because she wants to get him, she wants to make him stronger, so that he can kill her.
Oh.
It's very sad. Then you find out that he's got a half-brother who's 4 years older than him. And Kure, this half-brother, also wants to kill him.
But wait a minute. If he doesn't know about the half-brother, but the half-brother knows about him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so Rekka has flame powers. And eventually you find out...
Flame of Rekka, duh.
Yeah.
He's got 8 dragons living within him that he can summon to do...
Only eight.
But what it is they all are former Flame Masters themselves who, because of the grief of being unable to protect the people they love, were turned into dragons. So if he dies unable to protect the people he loves, he will become the 9th dragon.
And then he'll become a dragon in somebody else?
Yep.
All right, so I just want to make sure I have this clear.
Mm-hmm.
Flame of Rekka is about a time-traveling ninja.
Okay, that's not it's not as hokey as that sounds, I promise.
Hold on.
Time-traveling ninja with 8 dragons within him,
whose ever-living mother is on the quest to fake being evil such that she can then empower him to become stronger and kill her. While his half-brother is on a mission to kill him.
Yep.
And he's in love with some chick.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Rekka's got flame powers, Fuko's got wind powers, Domon's just strong.
Anyone have water powers?
Yes.
Who's got rock power?
Tokyo's got water and ice powers.
Who's got rock? We need earth.
Domon gets rock later. He gets rock and iron later.
All right. Paper and scissors? Who's got that?
There's paper hair at some point. Because, this ninja clan has created these weapons called Madogu, which are, they do cool shit. It's pretty much the only way to describe it. One gives a guy control over paper, another gives control over gravity. There's a one that controls hair, the one rock.
One
makes you invisible.
And one that controls them all.
There's one that anything you say out loud will become an illusion that anybody who hears it can...
Oh, I've totally seen that before for Shigeyugi with the illusion, words. It's like, if you saw that, right, when Miyaka had, the talismans and you could write whatever you want on them, and it's like, why are these all food? I was hungry, okay?
Yeah.
So
in the first 5 volumes, Mom's the bad guy. Then you find out she's not the bad guy, she's Mom. Enter exposition. Then you find out all about his past and everything.
Is his dad the real enemy?
No, his dad's dead.
Oh.
His dad was
Did
a hero.
Mom kill him?
Yay, hip hip hooray. Who actually died protecting himself and his brother Kure.
Oh. All right.
Yeah. Okay, so Kure's dad in the modern age is pretty much an asshole. He wants to live. He wants to live forever and ever and ever. So he finds out that Yanagi's got these healing powers.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yes. So they try and kidnap her, and it doesn't work because Rekka goes and rescues her. But then they end up going to a big underground fighting tournament thing, which lasts forever. And
Mortal Kombat!
Mortal Beep Fight!
Friends and et cetera, et cetera. So it's fun. And it's nothing like the tune-in exam, so don't ask.
All right. Wasn't gonna.
Wasn't going to.
So, and then after that, other stuff happens.
Okay.
It's very, very complicated. So that's I'm not going to get into it. But it's awesome. It really is.
It actually sounds a little better than Naruto. I'm actually inclined to watch this.
I have the first five volumes. I have the first five volumes and volume 11.
All right. I won't.
It's because I go to like Borders and Barnes and Noble and just sit there and read it. And I was like,
yeah, I try very hard to not squat in, you know, Barnes and Nobles because I'm waiting for the one day that I do it.
Pandalicious
like,
does not cop a squat in Barnes and Nobles.
Well, I don't. I buy things in bulk and then I go home and read them.
Yeah, but what if you don't like it?
Doesn't matter. I read it. And this is my collection, and someone that I know would like it. Usually, if I get something that I don't like, I try to give it to my friends.
I don't like this. Here, you can have it.
No, I got Steel Angel Karumi.
It's like, I don't like carrots. You can have them if you want them.
I got Steel Angel Karumi.
Why didn't you give it to me?
Well, here's the thing. When I first got it, I got 2.2, which is the second one. That instead of, you know, the main character being a boy, it was a girl who kissed Karumi and woke her up. So I gave it to one of our mutual friends, Sayo-chan. And then I went and got the box set that had the first season and the second season in it.
It's really funny. She listens to the podcast. She's going to be like, yay, I was mentioned in the podcast.
So she has.
Shout out to you, Sayo-chan. We love you.
2.2. So she has it.
I like Karumi.
The only thing I don't like about the series is that it seems to be one of those ones where very few people are actually evil of the villains. Because it's like, oh, this lady's evil. No, she's not. She's mom.
Oh, this guy's evil.
No, he's not. He's just been tortured for too long.
He's just pretending.
And it's really
evil.
Funny. You're like,
he's my brother.
Where have all villains gone?
Yeah, I want a good villain that I can just hate for being alive, you know?
Right.
I've never really had one of those.
You want a Sephiroth. That's what you want.
But see, I don't hate Sephiroth, though.
I don't hate Sephiroth.
But Sephiroth is just a bad dude.
I want to hug him and make him feel better.
Yeah.
I have a thing for
bad boys, though, because I think Orochimaru is cute.
You can't hug Sephiroth.
Why not?
Well, you can, just don't expect to live after it.
Exactly.
So don't say you can't, because you can.
I don't think I'd expect to live anyway.
If you bumped into him, I'd be like, oh shit.
Well, if I ever bumped into him, I'd be like, what the fuck happened to, like, the rules of the universe where anime is not real?
I'd be like, wow. And like, I always wanted to be in anime, but this is too damn...
I'd be like, wait, what's happening? Oh, well, come in and hug me, Zephy! That's how that would go down.
And then you would turn into a super deformed TB, right?
Yes.
And there'd be little love bubbles, and you'd
and
be
then
jumping.
He'd get a huge sweat drop on his head, and he'd
No, he'd get
me,
the angry lines because he's angry and depressed.
He'd cut me, but I wouldn't die. I would just bleed a lot. And then someone with healing powers would save me.
And then I pull out my gun. Okay. All right, magic. Well,
and then a giant Ray Ayanami would take over the world.
Yes. I'd want my character to have those really funky swirly glasses that make me look crazy.
the otaku glasses?
The nerd glasses.
The nerd ones.
Yeah,
I was about to say
awesome.
The mad scientist ones with the swirlies in them?
Yeah, like the ones that Melvin wears in Sailor Moon or Yukino wears in His and Her Circumstances when she's at home and she's studying.
Yeah.
Or
like
what's
the
her
ultimate
face?
Nerd glasses.
Yeah.
Those glasses.
Gotcha. Me,
so,
not too much.
Basically, Flame of Recca, two thumbs up. Yay.
Okay.
Right. So what are you going to do with the pom-pom of a thousand truths?
Well, I'm going to take the pom-pom of a thousand truths, and first I'm going to wave it around a little bit and kind of make the little swishy noise.
Yeah, listen to the sound.
I like the Yeah, it makes me happy. And then I'm just going to talk a little bit about something that I've actually been talking about on a forum with some people over the last week when I've had the 3 to 4 minutes of me time that I now have. Between all the jobs that I have now, I really need to quit one. 4 jobs is a little bit too much.
Quit one, quit two, or quit three.
Quit one, quit two, or quit three.
Quit four?
No, because that would be no more website. So
yeah,
no. But on the forum that I've been on, I've been talking with a lot of girl gamers, women gamers, chick gamers, female gamers, broad gamers, whatever word you want to and or feel comfortable using to represent you, gamers with the female anatomy pieces, use it, about why retro gaming seems to have become so popular. The most popular, most successful things right now on the Wii and on the Xbox, with the exception, obviously, of Halo, which is about to drop and be just retardedly successful.
I know at my school there are Halo cardboard things up, and I tried some of that Game Fuel. Yeah, I was wired.
Yeah, it is. It's basically just Live Wire, the orange Mountain Dew that they did a couple summers ago.
Like that stuff.
But with more caffeine, because it didn't have enough caffeine.
I was like, this tastes like regular Mountain Dew. Whee!
Yeah, I got a 12-pack of it, and I'm pretty happy about that. Gotta tell
you. I was like, oh, shit. And then I looked at the label, I'm like, Game Fuel? But I'm not playing any games. Fuck, what am I going to do? I'm supposed to be paying attention in class, and I keep fidgeting like I'm on crack.
It's when you start, after you've had about the third one, and you start scratching for no reason all over the place, and the people
at
your
job... Oh, I don't drink three.
Yeah.
I made it to halfway through that bottle before we say no.
Yeah, no. The most I've had is 3 in a row, and I was
Did your heart stop?
No, it kept on going, but I got the itch like I was, like, hitting the crack pipe, and the people at the job were like, Rochelle, are you okay? Do you need to go home? I'm like, no, I'm fine, bitch. What the fuck? Let's do this!
I hate to run on tangents, but I have to say this tangent because this is actually really funny. I was listening to the radio one of the mornings I was going to school, and some guy is trying to sue Red Bull because he drank, no lie, 8 of them in a row.
Like,
and had his heart
in what time period?
In one day. He did 8 of those in one day.
Okay.
He had a heart attack. His heart actually stopped. They got him to the hospital and restarted it. And he's like, I'm going to sue Red Bull. You know, and have them put a giant label that lets people know that they shouldn't consume more than 8 of these. And on the label, it already says you shouldn't consume more than 2 in a day.
Yeah.
Much less 8.
Yeah. It says that on the label already.
Yeah. So I was
that's like that lady who broke her tooth on a Starburst and sued Starburst and really wanted them to put dangerously chewy on the package.
See, that would be a good promotional thing for them to do anyway.
I was like, that's like the greatest promo ever.
I'm like, I would have run with that and be like, yes, here's $50. Dangerously chewy Starburst. Well, that's like, you know, the fuckwad that spilt coffee on her lap. I was like, oh my god, it burns!
Motherfucker.
It's like,
I don't know. Would I be more offended with a lap of burning, you know, hot flesh from hot coffee? Or wouldn't I freak out at coffee spilling on me and be like, oh my god, it's like lukewarm. Ew.
Well, because then you're like, fuck, it wouldn't have been warm if I drank it, and now it's stained my clothes.
I don't know, I freak out at anything, so the fact that something was spilling near me, I probably would just freak out in general. So I should have a label that says generally freaks out whenever.
Yeah, whenever. Like, freaks out at the smallest things. Beep.
Yeah, I do. It's like, oh my god, there's a bee! There's a bee! Okay, when
I'm going to make a shirt for you that says, don't read this shirt or I'm going to freak out.
Oh my god, you should! And wear it, and I'll see if anyone reads it, and I'll freak out.
I would love to do that. All right, so anyway, getting back to what I was going to talk about with the retro gaming. The most popular things right now on the Wii and on Xbox 360 and becoming popular on the Sony online network are people being able to buy and download a lot of classic games. The most popular thing going right now on Xbox Live is the arcade, and the biggest thing in the arcade is not so much getting demos of the new games getting ready to come out, although that is very popular, but the most popular thing is the arcade, which gets updated every week, where they add new titles like Double Dragon, Streets of Rage 2, which I've been playing.
Oh my god, I love Street of Rage 2. I like being the chicken short skirt.
Well, that's the thing. I bought it for like 800 points or whatever, and played it, and I missed you.
Aww.
Like, the moment I started playing, I was like, okay, so you be Blaze, and then I looked over, and there was no you there. Because it was totally like the old strategy. Okay, you'll be Blaze, and on the first go-round, I'll be Axel, and you'll take the bottom of the screen, I'll take the top of the screen, you get the first turkey, I'll get the next apple.
I remember that, yeah!
Yeah, so I got all the way to the area where the elevator goes down, and all the enemies drop into the elevator. And
right.
I totally lost like 3 lives doing it because I didn't have you there as my wingman.
Oh.
And it made me very sad because everybody came out in the exact same place that I remembered that they'd come out. So I was like ducking the bicycle guys because I knew where they were going to show up and when, and I knew how to time my jump right. And it was just this wave of nostalgia, and I could not have had a better time other than having my wingman there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
To rock it. I got all the way to the 7th level. I got into the hotel, and I was like, shit, I got 1 life left, and I'm not going any further because I got no wingman. I'm not going to make it to the turkey. The fucking fat guy that breathes fire is going to shut. There he out, and there I die.
I'm sorry.
But I was like, as soon as I finished playing the game, I had a friend that was over, and we were talking, and he was like, so... Was it like you remembered? And I was like, it's exactly like I remembered. I was like, you know, my legs folded Indian style on the couch, and I had my soda, and I was going after it, and I wasn't blinking, and I was having a just awesome time playing this side-scrolling game that was so simple that I got all the way to the 7th level with, like, only 1 person. But, so I jumped on this forum, and I was talking with these other girl gamers, and I was like, hey, you know, what do you think about all these retro games and how popular that they've become? Because I've noticed that there's been a huge influx, like, just about all of the games that show up on arcade are classic titles that have been re-released. There are a few, you know, new intellectual properties, things like Hexic and... Geometry Wars and things like that, but most of the games that are released on arcade and on the virtual console for the Wii are things like Pole Position and Golden Axe and Streets of Rage and Double Dragon, and I wouldn't be surprised that Space Harrier is about to show up on arcade one way or the other, either virtual console or, the things that Sony's picked up on is, oh, hey, you know what's working for Microsoft? Demos and games. So let's make demos and games that you can download on the hard drive. And I think it just makes it so easy to get the games, but what I think is the reason why they're so popular is because the games are fucking fun. They remind you of being a kid and playing these games for the first time. And even though they seem so simple now compared to the games that we're used to playing, they were fun. And most of them had very little plot, if any at all.
I remember in that Streets of Rage game when you used your special ability, a cop car would shoot a bazooka. Or was that the first one?
That was the first one.
But I still remember it.
Yep.
And I was always like, I'll use mine right now. And then I'd send up for the car. The car would come and boom.
Yep.
And take them all out.
Yep. And that was like awesome because you'd see the car come in and it would like line up on the side of the screen and you go, poof, and then you'd see the bomb drop, and the guys would just stand there, and their legs would twitch, and then it would blow them the fuck up, and you'd be like, yay!
Hey. I remember that now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
See? Exactly.
Awesome.
And that's something that I think that's missing from a lot of games now. Like, when you do the comparison, okay, there are games that we're all excited to see. The Halo people are just, you know, about to cream themselves and in need of desperate towelage with Halo 3 dropping and Halo Wars and Halo, oh my god, it's
a sword. Halo After Midnight.
And Halo, you know, the TV show, Halo the Flamethrower, Halo the Condom, Halo, you know, the Morning After Pill. I mean, it just, there's a lot of branding going on there is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but would they make the Halo Morning After Pill look like a little missile?
It would probably have to look like one of those little grenades that actually puts the barrier around you.
Just because it'd be funnier that way.
It would. Like, you are now sterile. Thank you, Halo! Bungie! Moving on. And I am definitely drank the Kool-Aid on BioShock because that game is just sick.
I know no, one of my friends
play,
from college
I wanna play
like,
it. Their website is so fucking freaky.
Oh, the game is fucking
I haven't
nuts.
Even seen it, and one of my friends who I'm at college with was like, yeah, my guy friend bought it, and I was like, I wanted to watch him play it, but as soon as he showed me the cover, I was like, no. And I was like, oh my, is the cover
yeah, this
that
from
bad?
The, this from the girl who can't play the first 5 minutes of, which one was it?
Yeah.
Silent Hill?
Yeah, I forced myself
no,
through it.
No, like, I can play the first 5 minutes. I just can't play the first hour. And I could do it at like 6 a.m. when the sun is coming up and all the birds are beginning to sing. I have to be in the happiest environment
the
ever.
The Cinderella moment.
Yeah. I have
See,
to be in
I
the purest moment ever.
I can't play those games. I can't play those games because I get so fucking pissed that I don't have any weapons. I don't get freaked out. I don't get upset. I don't get scared.
No, no, no,
I'm
no.
Like,
hey, guys. Guys, what are you thinking about the new Resident Evil movie that's coming real fast?
I'm excited for it, but I don't know if it's going to be any good.
I think it's going to blow because, one, there's never been a Resident Evil game where they were, like, out in the west in the desert. Isn't she in, like, the desert?
Well, here's
the
thing.
What happened? Last time the Umbrella Corp, the first one, it was in the basement thing. The second one, they broke out of the basement, and it was the whole Raccoon City. And the third one, it's, like, apparently taken over the whole fucking country already.
Yeah.
I mean, did you notice that they were, like, I think they were supposed to be...
They were in the Vegas... They were in the Vegas Strip. It had been taken over by the desert.
Right, and the desert had just reclaimed Vegas. So it wasn't like they were, like, in Nairobi. They're in...
Well, no, I was just like, what the fuck? Now they're adding sand? I'm like...
Well, I think they're trying to tie it in a little bit with the next Resident Evil game that...
Oh, with the
so
African
many people,
zombies?
Well, yeah, and everyone's all up in arms about that, which I think is ridiculous. You know, they're not racist. If you're going to Africa, let's face it. There
That's
aren't
where we
a
are.
Lot of lighted-skinned people in
hey,
Africa.
But you don't
for
see, like,
South
Resident
Africa.
Evil 18th century.
Okay?
You don't
That'd
see Resident
awesome.
Evil France.
That would be awesome.
Like, that would
like
be
combine,
awesome.
No, combine,
Anglo,
combine,
Resident
no,
Evil Anglo.
The virus with like a time machine. That could be fun.
Well, it could because then what you would do is you would like release
that fucking
Jack
guy, Wesker. Wesker takes a time machine to the 18th century with the virus and like infects like England. And you have to go back to England during the medieval time, back to when the boot. The Black Plague isn't even the Black Plague. It's the T-Virus.
Oh, my God.
That would be fucking awesome.
Well, you know, a few good trebuchet shots and you'll be rid of those zombies.
I think that you should go and you should have a talk with Capcom there, Panda. I think that you have...
That's a saleable idea.
I think you do. They usually don't just accept unsolicited things, so send them an email, kind of to the PR person, and tell them that you... You have an idea, and that your people will call their people. See what happens.
Yeah, but then all the zombies would like be speaking the hithers and thithers, and then randomly.
And that's
their,
why
like,
you'll
want to
shoot them because you're like, shut the fuck up.
No, because one of the only reasons. No, because one of the only ways you could tell if somebody was a zombie or not was if they could talk. Because the zombies never spoke.
That's right.
Ooh, she's got a point.
Oh yeah,
I do.
I would still want to shoot those people, though.
Except for maybe Nemesis, although he didn't really count as a zombie.
Man,
Hitler,
no.
Get you the hot bullets of my gun. And Yon and Lo, you will die.
Man,
bam.
Nemesis was just like, stop.
Basically, what I'm trying to get at is, I'm really excited about Fable 2. I'm really excited about getting my hands on Halo, even though I suck at Halo. I am excited about at least playing it. I'm excited about Heavenly Sword. I hope to God that it plays a little bit better than it did at E3, now that it's about to ship, on the 14th. That being said, I'm more excited now that I've played Streets of Rage 2 from the arcade to see things like Burger Time. And I'm going to say it just because I think that it deserves to be said. Things like playing Q-Bert and just straight up Tetris. More so than these games that are striving so much more for reality. I don't think that I'm really ready to blow up people-looking people. I think I'd much rather run away from smiling sausages and build burgers.
I run away from smiling sausages all the time.
I was trying to make, like, a poignant remark here, and you had to take it to a really naughty place.
What? You left it. What are you expecting me to do? Just smile at it?
Yes, just smile at it. Smile at it and wave.
I couldn't do it, Ninja. I'm sorry. You just left it there, unattended.
I was attending it, bitch! I was attending it! Anyway, what I'm trying to boil it down to is, I'd like to know what you guys think. What you're looking forward to, and why you're looking forward to it. You know, are you looking forward to Heavenly Sword, and are you looking forward to Gran Turismo 5? The prologue, because you're looking forward to the gameplay and you're looking forward to the community piece of it, or are you looking forward to it because all of the magazines that you read around games and, dare I say it, websites and podcasts tell you that it's the fucking shit? I'm just curious.
Shit.
I'm just curious. So,
fucking shit.
Hit us up. Let us know. Because, I'm going to be on the online games now a whole lot more. Even thinking about getting that stupid Final Fantasy online game. Because I like community. I like gaming with people. So with that cry for you to hit us up, I guess I'm going to have to say that this podcast is just about toast.
Yeah, it feels kind of toasty to me.
Toasty!
Roasted and toasted like an almond?
Roast and toasted like an almond.
That's the way I like them.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
It's not even, it's too hot to be singing Christmas carols about snow.
I know, it hit 90 today, isn't that scary?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, it's September.
I have balls.
It's hot during the summer.
Off.
I'm sorry, did you say if you had balls?
Yeah, if I had some, I would. They would have been burnt off by the excessive heat. In the pants.
You have heat in your pants?
No, okay. I'm not wearing pants. I'm wearing a skirt today.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's nice. You know who's not wearing a skirt?
Velocity Micro?
You got it!
Velocity Micro.
Anyone know why? Because they make bomb-ass computers. I haven't had a single lick of issue with the computer that I got from Velocity Micro. And even though I hate World of Warcraft, when I put the trial on my Velocity Micro machine, it still rocked it fucking hard. So
yes, it does, because it's awesome.
The Velocity Micro machine? Yes, it is. World of Warcraft? Not so much. Moving on.
No, yes, it is.
So, what I would say is, if you need a great gaming machine, or you need a hardcore machine that can actually process and do all the wonderful things that you need to get done in Vista Ultimate, which is the only flavor of Windows that I can endorse, because it only slightly sucks, go ahead and visit Velocity Micro at velocitymicro.com, makers of bomb-ass home, mobile, and gaming PCs, and tell them that the chicks over from the Electric Sisterhood sent you. And don't forget to visit the chicks from the Electric Sisterhood by going to our website, which is www.electricsisterhood.com or
h.mobi.
What's that URL, Panda?
ESH.mobi.
Uh-huh. Great. Because that short address will get you to the long address, which will get you to the new sexy version.
We're bringing sexy back.
Yeah. This concert was actually pretty good this weekend, by the way. Especially if you had HD. Moving on. Just because we like to share our thoughts on video games and gadgets and anime and manga and pretty much everything on the website.
Anything else decide we want to talk about?
Pretty much. On the website. So check us out. And I'm going to say that we're now toast. So, Panda, what are you doing with your toast?
Like 15 minutes ago?
Well, we started that we're getting roasted toasted like an almond, but now I'm saying that we're actually toast. The toast is now cooked, and I just want to know what you're doing now with the cooked toast. Yeah, exactly. Crisp and golden brown. Well, most of
I am sprinkling tomato sauce on it and putting a blend of four and making a handmade pizza.
Nice. Toast pizza. I like it. I like it. That's creative. All right. Magic?
I'm going to nibble on my toast while I make something steaky or hamburgery.
Okay. That's good. Good. Using it as an entree. Yep. Nice. Nice. Me?
You?
I'm going to take my toast, and I'm actually going to put together a basil-y pesto sauce, and going to use it kind of like a little spread there. Put that on there. A little bit and kind of make some appetizer toast pita chippy type things out of my toast because I like pesto on hard bread.
I like hard bread.
I don't like hard bread. I like soft bread.
No,
and
I like,
I'm not going there.
Yeah. I like it hard and chewy. And you can go there. I will let you. As always, I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
I'm Magic Mystic.
And we are out.
Bye, guys.
Ow!
I didn't get any of that.
Magic?
And, okay.
You there?
Magic?
I see you stuck in my closet.
Yes. Yes. It is true, Evermore. Everyone's breaking up, and now Magic has dropped out of the conference. And so I shall start the conference.
Hello?
Okay, that's one.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
That's two.
That's two.
Yay! All right, how much of it did you hear?
Nothing. Yeah, and then it was like connection lost.
Oh, cause you went, and I think this podcast is toast, and she went toast. Yeah, I think it's a little toasty in here.
And then I said,
you know what? 90 today.
And then I heard, yeah, didn't it hit? And then I was like, wait, hold on, what didn't it?
What hit where?
I thought you were just fooling around with me.
Nope.
No.
All right.
So,
I'm recording it, so we'll work off of mine one. As always, I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
What?
Okay, let's try that again.
Wow. Alright,
and if anyone's doing anything on the internet, we should probably stop that, because that might be contributing to our current issue.
Okay, I'm sorry, that was totally my fault. I was reading Ahead in Flame of Rekka, and Domin just ripped a girl's shirt off, and they were all staring at her boobs, and I was staring at her boobs, and I just forgot what was going on.